Thank you. Yeah, so my name is Felix. I'm going to talk about Data Wizard, which is a project of our lab from the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I would say it started. And it's about reporting your tabular data. And yeah, as all of you are probably involved in bioinformatics and run some sort of analysis, you have some output of them. And these are more likely to be tables, or are likely to be tables, yeah? And people tend to use Excel for that, although it comes with some caveats, especially non-computational people use like Excel. And yeah, it's not very reproducible. It also comes with some other like not so nice features. If you ever like had a column with genes in it, it tends to convert them into dates and this sort of stuff. And yeah, also you can use stuff like pandas or more lately polars or within R the tidyverse. And yeah, this is great. We use this ourselves, but more within like the analysis and not for like visualizing the final results and communicating the tables to, for example, like doctors in a molecular tumor bot scenario. And additionally, also a single table might not even be enough for most of the use cases we have in bioinformatics. For example, you could have like an oncoprint and single variant calls or differentially expressed genes and an expression matrix. And this means this is like hierarchically, like structured data. So you have like one big overview table and then you have like multiple other tables where each row of the overview table basically corresponds to like one table with more details in them. Or you could have something like a join in a database where like one row corresponds to another row. And additionally, one might also want to include like plots in there. Yeah, and this could be like a singular big plot or like a plot within each cell, yeah, of a single table. And to quickly recap the state of the art, we can have like individual TSV files, Excel files, and individual plots in like, I don't know, SVG or PDF or PNG format, yeah. These are very easy to publish, just single files, you can open them, but they come with limited interactivity and also for the TSV and Excel scenario with like very limited visualization, yeah. And as I mentioned,